Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomerang Radio computer up at the speed 146.655 MHz. This is the KD2Net Mile Southwest of Boomerang, on Jack Smith. This is an informal net. All the parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. To break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, January 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pat Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Kelly Street in Brooklyn, New York. Everyone's welcome to attend. The amateur license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net free on our website at www.boomerlyrc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations you wish to check in? Are there any echoing stations you wish to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking it through the echoing system. And Jeff, there is another station behind me.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Juliet Whiskey Charlie, checking in via Echolink and Oneonta.
All right, there's two Echolink stations. Let's start with JD2FPN. Kevin, good evening. What's going on?
Hey, good evening, Jeff. Good evening to everyone up in the North Country. KD2FPM here. Just kind of hanging out under some clear skies. Got about 31, 32 degrees here. And, boy, okay, it still feels chilly out there. Jeff, my apologies to you the other night. I heard you say that you couldn't handle the net. I just wasn't in a position to grab it myself to roll with it. So forgive me for that. And also, the audio from you tonight seems to be, it sounds like you're frying eggs or bacon or something pretty good, so I'm not sure what that's all about. All right, with that being said, I'll say 7-3 and give you some smiles, my friend, because you're doing a great job. KD2FBM back to net control.
Side by side running one on the Echo Lake and this one. You never know which one the issue is with it. So, all right, Kevin, well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening there, and we'll catch up with you later. See, KD2JWC, Matt, good evening. What's up?
Well, not too much. Just been another exciting day trying to get everything ready for the holiday. And, kind of enjoying the cold weather a little bit, I guess, because since we haven't really had much this year so far. But just kind of trying to get everything going and trying to help Kevin out with some stuff. KD2FPM. This is KD2JWC back to net control.
All right. Well, don't get too used to it. Have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. Okay, I believe we've got to check the last one. So on Echo Lake. So I believe KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
M2PFM, good evening, Jeff. Do not touch your radio.
Well, that's good news, or good sign anyway. What's going on, George?
Wanted to send out a red alert to you. Do not under any circumstances touch that radio now. You're not coming in with flying bacon or anything else. I can tell you what's happening because another repeater, probably the Rochester, Montreal, or Scranton repeater, is coming in just a little more than enough to break the squelch with, but not enough where you can understand any of the audio coming through it. And with that ducting, it's very possible that the repeater is, that repeater and your repeater are clashing. And that's why you sound scratchy or whatever to him. He doesn't realize that's what's going on. It takes an ear that you develop when you're in the two-way radio business for years where you can tell the difference. And although I'm not at his end to be able to say for sure what he's hearing, it's a fairly logical assumption that if that one of the other repeaters is ducting very well into here, it could be interfering over there, could be causing a little beep between them, and he's and of course he doesn't realize that, and that's why and I don't want you to go tearing yourself apart and everything when there's actually nothing wrong, and you're coming in five square to into the Boonville repeater, which is coming in five square here. So please, that before anything else. Now, temperature here, 28 degrees. Temperature range, 27 to 30. And we've still been below freezing now for 2 days in a row. And we get a little bit of sunshine in the late afternoon, but not early enough to do much for the solar panels. I got about a half a day's use out of them and had to go back to the normal power again. Probably will have to for the next week or more with what the forecast is showing. We've got little to no sunshine. So with that, I'll say God bless 73s and a Merry Christmas to anyone who I might not speak to before that. And to PFM Clear.
All right, George, GIC on the UpstateCampus.com website there. Maybe if there is some issues, I'm not sure. I know we've been having some issues. All right, thanks, George. Have a good evening up there, and hopefully we'll get some sun here someday to power them packs back up. I know the same issue at the camp by the time I left there. The running power voltage on the inverter was at 11.9 to 12.0. Kept pushing back and forth, so it definitely needs a good day's solid charge up there. All right, this is KD2 AIT. Are there any other check-ins for Black Blue Valley 35?
KD2 FPM with a quick comment.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Jeff. Yeah, just be advised when George was chatting there, he was crystal clear 5x5 coming to me. But unfortunately, both myself and KD2JWC, when we're listening on this side on Echolink, yours is coming in kind of scratchy. So I'm not sure what may be going on. George may be onto something, but I'm not 100% sure what direction to help you with on that. But like I say, N2PFM, he was 5x5 rock solid in here through the Echolink to us. We could hear him crystal clear. KD2FBM, back to net control.
Roger. Well, it could also be the radio is just too close together here. The antennas are too close together. They really don't need to be apart. They got on a different plane, but, who knows? Anyway. So that's just, sometimes, there's two different radios doing the transmitting on the, one for me and one for the echo station. So one's just got a little magma antenna there. Anyway, all right, thanks, Kevin. KDAID, and the other checkers for the Dr. Rosen. Well, for myself, we got up at camp this morning, and there was 14 inches of snow on the ground up there. We got up, and that was about the end of it. So we got packed up, and had breakfast and got everything cleaned up there and closed down. and decided to take that. It's about a mile drive through the woods on our little dirt road to get up to the main road. And, had to see if the truck had it in it. So I didn't expect it to be a problem, but sometimes when you can't see the road very well, you end up flipping and sliding a little bit. But I put it four wheel low and I locked in the rear, and it went up there like there was no snow on the ground at all. So I drove right up there, drove right over the snowbank and everything. Although it was kind of peculiar, by the time I got up to the end of the camp road, to the main road, North Lake Road, there was only about 5 or 6 inches of snow on the ground. So between 1 mile of dirt roads going down the hill, there was that much difference in snowfall. Kind of interesting, but, and the roads weren't too bad. You know, they don't really plow them all that crazy up there on the North Lake Road, just because they don't get a lot of traffic up that way. But, it wasn't hard to get back, and didn't have a problem. So it wasn't like with the snow we had here in Blueville. We had a little over 20 inches of snow up here. I think that would have made the ride out a little bit more interesting. But either way, I gotta tell you, I've been really impressed with that Titan truck so far. It's never given me any problems or anything, and it's gotten out of every little crazy situation that I've been able to put it into. Anyway, that's it. We'll have to see if that continues. So, and then we got back home here. We watched a lot of football and boxing today. I caught up on a bunch of sports. So it was a good day to do it. I didn't want to be on the snow. I detest the snow, to be honest with you. So I'll be glad when it all melts away, and I'll be glad when it's spring again. All right, KD2 AIT. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? Are there any comments, queries, or link check-ins at this time?
KD2FPM with another quick comment, if you have a sec.
Sure, go ahead, Kevin.
All right, Jeff, yeah, I'm not sure if you may have moved something there momentarily, but through the Echolink, your audio was a lot clearer on those last couple of transmissions. Still a little bit of a, kind of like an electrical frying noise in the background just to us. It may not be going over the repeater to all the other users out on the air, so they may not be hearing what we're hearing out here. So whatever you just did, it did make a bit of an improvement. You know, may have not done anything at all, may have started to clear itself up too. So all right, with that being said, I'll say 7-3 and back out. KD2FM back to net control.
All right, roger that. Yeah, the... Could be what's coming in from the other radio going into the sound card, or the computer before it pipes it out to you. There could be some interference in there somewhere too. I have an unbelievable amount of wires on each end here, so it's definitely open for a lot of interference issues. And anyway, all right, thanks. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Hearing none, I'm now close. Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Kevin, Matt, and George for checking in tonight. And say 73 if anyone listening in. KD2 AIG. There.
All right, this is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and as always, KD2AHA, I appreciate the use of Echolink on this repeater. Much appreciated. Hopefully I catch you guys again possibly tomorrow night. I know the OARC down here has our monthly meeting. We're having our Christmas party, too, so if we don't catch you tomorrow night, definitely catch you Tuesday. Until then, 7-3, KD2FPM is clear.
Traffic and emergency net. Octane currently on the 145.17. Station 4, Octan, come now, please. And I do have traffic here, so for those that come in. Station 4, Octan, come now, please. This is KB2 Calgary for Octan.
KC2NBU, good evening.
KC2NBU, Ray, thank you for checking in. Please stand by, I got traffic for you. Anywhere else for Octan? This is KB2KLGI for Octan. This is United County Traffic Emergency, not Octan, looking for stations with or without traffic. Alright, it looks like you're the only one, KC2NBU. You ready to copy, Ray?
Yeah, ready.
There's the Octan report for November. Please copy number 569, routine. KA2ZMZ 10, Liverpool, New York, December 1. To Ray, KC2NBU break. November Octan report. Stations 846. I say again, stations 846. Traffic 335. Traffic 335. Sessions 30. 7-3 break mark, KB2KOJ, assistant net manager, Octan. And other traffic, how'd you do, Ray?
Stations 846, traffic 335, sessions 30.
You got it. And your message number is 569.
569, check.
You got it okay, Ray?
Check.
Yeah, go ahead.
We got it.
Okay. All you gotta do is just say roger the traffic if you got it okay. Alright, very good. You're kind of confusing me when you said check. I thought you needed something else there. Okay, very good, Ray. Thanks a lot. Thanks for your support of Octan. Are there any other stations for Octan, with or without traffic? Okay, nothing else said. I want to thank everyone for checking in this evening. Well, Ray, you're the only check-in, so I'll say 7-3 to you. And thanks for checking in. Do appreciate it, and hope to hear you tomorrow evening. KB2KLGI is clear.